With a look at Radio Cayman's Midday News, I'm Dion Anglin. Ismael Isaac Perez Maceo is due back in summary court at month's end to face charges of falsely pretending to be a doctor and attempting to obtain prescribed drugs. His lawyer plans to make representations before the charges are formally put. Maceo remains on bail with a residence condition. Staying in court, two men, Leon St. Michael Hides and Deshaun Bailey, have been charged with illegal landing and importing ganja. They appeared before the chief magistrate this week, where prosecutors said more charges are likely following the seizure of roughly 10 kilos of cocaine and other drugs. No pleas were entered, and the matter will return to court later. In other local news, after several delays, construction work is now officially underway at Birch Tree Heights.
Entire area known as Apple Blossom completely revitalized. Priority given to those in existing homes with new homes coming behind it. And in addition to that, homes for our people and a new test way to get planning approvals expedited. We're killing three birds with one stone here.
Premier and West Bay MP the Honorable Andre Ebanks joined his district colleagues and the planning minister as they reviewed the work this week at the affordable home site, formerly known as Apple Blossom. The Honorable J. Ebanks.
Mr. Calte has been behind the scenes pushing very hard, reminding me every single day, every caucus, how important Apple Blossom, the redoing this development down here, was to the people of West Bay. And we're finally here.
The development has seen several delays since the groundbreaking ceremony back in May of 2024. At the time, the project was announced as bringing 60 affordable homes to the district. And are you planning to do some overseas shopping? Well, Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has some good news for you.
Now through the end of August, returning residents can bring in personal and household goods worth up to 1,000 CI dollars duty-free. And starting September 1st, the standard personal duty allowance will rise permanently from $500 to $800. And finally, there'll be another temporary $1,000 allowance for the Christmas travel season between November 23rd and January 7th.
The temporary $1,000 allowance gives residents extra breathing room during those peak seasons, while the permanent increase to $800 ensures the standard allowance remains more realistic throughout the year.
Home Affairs Minister, the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta, tells Radio Cayman the changes target a, quote, real cost of living concern for many residents.
We cannot control every global cost pressure affecting Cayman, but we can take steady, meaningful action where the government can help.
The allowances will apply to personal and household goods only and won't cover merchandise, commercial goods, or items intended for resale. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
And now for a look at news from around the world, here's the BBC.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A man who was trapped for a week in rubble after twin earthquakes in Venezuela has been pulled out alive. Hernan Gil was buried under the ruins of the shopping centre where he worked as a security guard. Teams from seven countries worked around the clock to remove him from the structure. The Red Cross says one of its key warehouses in the Ukrainian capital was destroyed in Russia's overnight attack, which killed at least 21 people. The Red Cross said almost a third of a million units of humanitarian aid and equipment were lost. There's been a bomb blast inside a crowded cafe in central Damascus. The Syrian authorities say it's killed at least six people and injured more than 20. Police in Thailand are trying to establish how an 11-year-old boy managed to steal his parents' pickup truck and crash into a group of pilgrim monks. Eight of them were killed and more than 20 injured. Health experts say malaria cases are rising in parts of the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, affected by the Ebola outbreak. The Global Fund's head of malaria says health teams are considering anti-malarial drug campaigns and moving emergency medicine supplies into affected areas. A Turkish comedian has been detained after his latest online stand-up routine was deemed to have insulted religious values. Local media said Deniz Guktaş made jokes about religion that received numerous complaints. A cast member of the British version of the reality show Married at First Sight has been arrested on suspicion of rape. The British broadcaster Channel 4 has taken down all episodes of the show after an investigation in May revealed rape allegations from two female cast members. BBC News.
That's it for Radio Cayman's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin.